This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with the weekly perspective for the week ending November 3rd, 2017. Well, I will be in Australia next week at the Precious Metals Investment Symposium in Melbourne, Australia. Shout out to them for inviting me as a keynote. I'll be speaking about investing in the age of deception. So I started this week's perspective with an article on the Australian economy, and the title reads, Why Interest Rates Are Defying Australian Economics Inflation Delusion. And it starts off by saying one of the oddest things about the Australian economics is the market's continuing desire to believe inflation growth is going to come sooner rather than later, and that as a result, interest rates will begin to rise. And yet time and time again, the inflation figures disappoint them. The latest low inflation growth figures, even with soaring electricity prices, suggest interest rates will remain stable for some time to come. So that's them. And as far as I'm concerned, they are in a similar situation to the United States, which means that this is all fabrication to make inflation look low. You know, the United States taking energy costs out of the equation, taking food out of the equation, the things that people need the most are not even in the economic calculation for the inflation rate. I mean, this is basically hogwash. And yet it helps the banking system a great deal and the debt bearers a great deal, because the higher interest rates go, the harder it is to service the debt. But if you're just an average person out there in any place on the planet, more or less, the real inflation rate is far higher than the manipulated numbers. So I'll leave the comment at that. And the reason I picked Australia is I want people to know that this is not just a U.S. phenomena, but I think anyone that listens to the Weekly Perspective is well aware of that fact. And continuing on the theme of interest rates and the debt markets, which are the most important. This is from a website called The Automatic Earth, one that I have not frequented that often. And the title is The Biggest Ponzi Scheme in Human History. And we start off here with, here's the story in a nutshell. Ultra-low interest rates mark a shift away from people's wealth residing in their savings and pension plans and into the so-called wealth residing in their homes, which are bought with ever-growing levels of debt. When interest rates rise, they lose that so-called wealth. It's Grand Theft Auto on an unparalleled scale, and it's a piece of genius, because while people are getting robbed in plain daylight, they actually think they're winning. But as I wrote back in March of this year, home sales and bubbles are the only thing that keep our economies humming. And I'll comment on top of that. First of all, well-written piece. Secondly, the idea that you own a home and that's the best thing to do, and building equity, and it's stupid to rent, and on and on and on. Well, the truth of the matter is very simple. For almost everyone, when you buy a home, you either rent the home if you're a renter, or you rent the money to buy the home. You don't buy the home unless you have the cash to buy it outright. And very few, if any, do that. Pension funds can do it, and of course, hedge funds, and there's probably some few individuals, but probably 99% of the population, they don't buy the home. They're buying the home, which means they're renting the money at an interest rate to the banking consortium to quote unquote buy the home. And after 15 years they own it, or 30 years they own it, depending on the terms of the contract, the terms of the mortgage, whether it's a fixed rate or a variable rate. But that's the truth. But no one really wants to think about that because they're brainwashed into believing that home ownership is the way to go. Well, look, I am not anti-real estate, but I am a value investor. And you've got to look at homes objectively as far as whether they represent true value or not. Now, I want to digress a bit. I want to be consistent. When it comes to your personal place of living, you can throw most of that out the window because that is an intangible, which means what is it worth it for you to move out of an apartment and quote unquote rent the money to buy your dream home and be more comfortable and have more things to do and get your garden, all those things that are intangibles. That I can't put a value on. So when it comes to your personal place of living, I'll leave that up to you. But as far as from an objective perspective, which means how is my money working for me? Is this an investment or not? I want you to think that through very, very carefully. Very few people do. They buy into these bubbles, as this article points out, thinking that, you know, real estate only goes up and all this other stuff that, you know, has been proven wrong time and time again. As I go through these main articles they publish every week on the Weekly Perspective, it's almost every week I'm on Wolf Street with Wolf Richter. Don't know him personally, but he writes great headlines and great articles. I'll probably catch up to him sooner or later. Regardless of that, here's one I love: how U.S. debt slaves get trapped by quote-unquote deferred interest. Credit cards plays a huge role in what the U.S. retail industry hopes will be a $682 billion splurge by Americans over the holiday season. Already, total revolving consumer credit outstanding, which is mostly credit cards, has reached $1 trillion, up 5.4% from a year ago. So the consumer finance industry is proffering its services via store-branded credit cards to make this happen. And he goes on and on, but basically we all know, and you're probably tired of hearing me say it, but debt is the problem. You don't get out of debt by creating more debt. And this, of course, is the main crux of the debt bomb that's in the Silver Manifesto and many of these updates that I do and the interviews that I do over time. So you can read the article. It's definitely worth the read. And moving on to what I close out with every week, which is the precious metals markets. This comes from the Express, and the headline is Germany fears Eurozone meltdown. German investors rush to buy gold. And figures from the World Gold Council reveal the country invested a record 7 billion pounds in the gold bullion and coins, as well as exchange-traded products. Analysts say improved availability, low prices, and growing demand due to loose monetary policy, economic uncertainty, volatile geopolitical factors are three key reasons behind the German investors' gold rush. Let me pause there and state, as I have in the past, that having been a circuit speaker into precious metals for almost two decades now, when things were much, much better for the 10 years, basically, that silver and gold went up year over year with the 10-year bull market roughly from 2000 to 2011 or so. The circuit would be the UK, usually London, and then France, Paris, and then Germany would be Frankfurt, Munich, and then Switzerland would be Geneva and Zurich, and there might be another odd, you know, another one or two in there. So back in the heyday, there'd be like maybe five, six, seven stops in Europe. Well, now it's gotten down to where I go to Germany to speak about every other year. And I'm not making this about me. I'm making the point that basically all of the Eurozone, with the exception of the Germans, basically have given up on the gold and silver story. Yet I find it ironic that Germany definitely gets it. And the reason they get it, in my view, and I've asked many at these conferences on a one-on-one basis or in group forums, and that is because they basically have a history that's near term, meaning their grandparents or parents in some cases actually went through what happened with the Rene Mark, and they know what fiat currencies eventually mean to the populace. So it's an interesting fact to me that Germany, basically, regardless of how poor these markets have been the last several years, still understand the fundamental facts of what drives a precious metals market. And they, of course, are showing it because of their action. And finally, I'll conclude with the fact that the November Morgan Report will be published this weekend, the 4th and 5th of November. I'll be in an airplane traveling to Australia, as I said at the beginning of this update. And this is something I just posted on LinkedIn, on my LinkedIn account, the premium account, for TMR members only. As a leader in the resource sector, we are on the vanadium story. Most are still stuck in the lithium quandary. Mastermind members were able to participate in the financing of the TMR pick for this sector if they qualified. And that, of course, TMR is a global research report picked up in the United States and Canada primarily, but we have a Spanish version, we have a Chinese version, and we have a German version. No surprise there. And of course, we have clients globally, all through Europe, in Australia, in Japan, in India, etc. The point being is that when I say that if you qualified to finance this company, it would depend on what jurisdiction you are in, because the rules vary depending on your jurisdiction. Continuing, here is news on SRI.to, not our pick. In a comparison with the internal rate of return, the one that we have is much higher than this company. Nonetheless, this gives early adopters an idea for the kind of gains this sector can yield for men and women of action. And so I linked in the press release, or the news release, I should say, on Stockwatch. SRI doubled today on 10 million shares trading volume. Vanadium is gathering steam across the board. Another company, Largo, tripled this year from the bottom. So TMR, the Morgan Report, will be doing a vanadium special after our return from the Precious Metals Investment Symposium in Australia with Eric Sprott. And we will compare the opportunity on our pick versus others in the sector. And I just read two that, in my view, are inferior to the one that we have for the Morgan Report members only. So that's it. I'll wrap it up. And I want everyone to remember, there is nothing more powerful than the truth. David Morgan, I'll be with you next week.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.